long in the making. Award-winning producer-director Keith Famey has announced that he's all set, and Detroit Public Television is going to be broadcasting his latest two-hour film, Those on the Front Lines of Alzheimer's and Dementia, and it's going to happen tomorrow night at 9 o'clock, Channel 56 in Detroit. Keith, congratulations.
Paul, thank you for having me.
You've been working on this for a very long time, my friend.
It's been almost 2 years, but actually it started in 2003 when I lost my father to Alzheimer's. So I lived that journey taking care of him for several years prior to his passing. So I really had a front row seat of, the tragic, debilitating cause of the disease. You know, what can do to your loved one, but also, to your family members too. It's very complicated to understand the emotions of trying to care for somebody and at the same time seeing them forget who you are. And families struggle with this. Millions of families struggle with this every year across America, across the world.
And millions more will, as we now have as a nation, specifically for us, facing the fastest and largest aging population of baby boomers. So this is, we're at the tip, really.
We really are. But, there's so much that we learned in producing this documentary, which is, there's so much hope, now. I think you understand Big Pharma kind of threw in the towel that they really have not found a drug that can halt, stop, or cure Alzheimer's. And it's forced some of our really brilliant minds out there in the medical and research community to think outside the box, as well as individuals that just help patients. And then there's some really interesting new findings that by the time we become symptomatic, and this is the scariest part about Alzheimer's and forms of dementia, by the time you're symptomatic, that horse has left the gate years earlier. Plaques and tangles have already started to form. And that's what makes it so complicated for the drug manufacturers, is that by the time you're diagnosed, you're well into your stages of, the only thing they can do is slow it down, but they can't stop it and they can't cure it. So one of the really interesting facets about the film is to look at, what's really causing this? Instead of trying to cure it when it's so late, what can we do early on? What can we do to stack the deck in our favor?
Have they come up with anything that
There's so much about what we learned, not only about how we live our own personal lives will impact how we age cognitively, but the impact environment has on ourselves, the findings that the immune system, maybe the plaques and tangles are a response to the immune system wrapping themselves around toxins and viruses that enter into the brain and through the blood flow stream. The impact between cardiovascular and brain. So it's a really well-rounded, holistic look at just life in general as we age, as an aging population.
I see one of your benefactor sponsors, and I don't know, I see Fred Nahat, a great guy there, at Senior Vice President, Detroit Public Television.
We cherish that relationship with Detroit Public Television.
Well, that's good usage of their documentary programming, let's face it. But I see that some of your support comes from a variety of community leaders, including the D. Dan and Betty Kahn Foundation. But this one caught my attention, the Artichoke Garlic Foundation. Is there some correlation between the usage of garlic and staving off Alzheimer's and dementia?
No, but yes. So let me just say this. First of all, the Artichoke and Garlic Foundation, you actually know who that is. It's Jack and Annette Aronson.
Oh, okay. All right.
And, Jack and Annette Aronson created the foundation, named, of course, after the garden fresh salsa. But garlic, interesting enough, has a tremendous amount of impact, especially fresh garlic, more than cooked garlic, because what it does for the blood flow, or what it does for your blood, help cleanse the blood. And, there's all kinds of health benefits to garlic, from staving off bacterias and things of that nature. So eat your garlic. And the other, just because you did a shout-out, the Marvin and Betty Danto Foundation as well. These three foundations, without their support and, of course, our executive producers that helped, we'd never be able to produce, this kind of a documentary film at this level. We filmed all over the world, everywhere. We feature everything from Ogimi village in Okinawa. Like, why do blue zones? Why are there such, there's five blue zones in the world. What is it about these environments and these indigenous cultures that allow them to have such low rates of cognitive decline and cancer and heart disease? So we study that in this film.
Can you sum that up in a word or not?
Yes, I can't do it in one word, but I can do it. Clean water, healthy living, socialization, a lot of well movement, extremely plant-based diet.
Dr. Khan is listening right now and just smiled when you said plant-based.
Exactly. So there are a lot of things that we can do now. And the thing is, we have to do it now. If you want to, you know, we're going to live longer. We've figured out how to keep the body alive longer. And we've even taken the time to understand how to keep it healthier. But we've all taken, I think we, including myself, we take our cognitive capabilities for granted, and until it's too late.
Congratulations to you, Keith. This is great news. It's tomorrow night, finally. You started talking with me about this a couple years ago, and again, losing your dad in 2003, you lived it. But you've been working on the film almost 2 years straight. The award-winning producer, director, Keith Famey. His show is tomorrow night at 9 p.m. Thank you, Rich Hamburg and Fred Nahat over at Public Broadcasting. Channel 56 in Detroit, 9 o'clock tomorrow night. Those on the front lines of Alzheimer's and dementia. Thanks, Keith. What's the next project?
We're starting on now Those on the Front Lines of Cancer. We're going to spend the next 18 months on that project.
Thank you
so much, Paul.
My pleasure.